All right, good morning, everybody. Hey, I sent out there was a tag team assignment by John Beavers and Ariel. I sent it out to everybody. If you haven't read it yet, take the time to read it. It's good stuff, really, really good stuff, in light of chapter 36, our relationship with Christ. Also, I'll just comment. Johanna wrote this, and even Jackie mentioned it in her assignment. That chapter 36, she put it this way: chapter 36 is the transition when God goes from being a concept and becomes an action. And I remember when I first met Pat, he's like, you got to have faith, but if you don't, you can borrow some of mine for right now. And depending on where you're at along the path and where you're at going through the trials and tribulations of life, maybe that's what you've had to do, is borrow a little bit of somebody else's faith for a minute, so you could get through it. And maybe that's, and I think a lot of us, when we got into bankruptcy or we got into trouble, maybe you haven't had to get into bankruptcy, but you gotten into trouble. So that's what you had to, that's what you kind of just went along for the ride, so you could get out of trouble. But God is not a concept, and I think that's really important. Even if you say today, "Well, I'm a believer, I believe in God," but it's easy to turn God into an idea rather than a reality. And it's so important, I think, from chapter 36 on, is that God is not an idea. God is God, and He's real. He came to this earth. And that's where it does really come down to when science tries to come up with theories and thoughts and ideas for how the world and the universe came into being. But God is. Moses asked him, who should I tell the people? What is your name? And he says, I am that I am. He says, I've always been. And in Revelation, Jesus says, I'm the Alpha, I'm the Omega, I'm the beginning, I'm the end. I am reality. And so the whole concept, the whole idea is that Christ is our reality. He's not an idea, he's not a concept. It's not like maybe he died on the cross for my sins, maybe he didn't, I've got to figure it out. No, he died on the cross for our sins. He rose from the third day to prove it to us, to prove. And it's getting out of our minds, as us 20th and 21st century people, we're products of our age, and our age tells us that God's a concept, but reality is God is real. In the beginning, God created. Do I believe that? Do I accept it? Or do I challenge it in my mind? Because when I do, then I don't have to accept the realities of what Jesus Christ did, who he is, and what he's done. Anyway, I just kind of wanted to say that because the more I read assignments and the more I'm just thought about it, the more the reality of who Christ is just really hit me. In Revelation 3:19, it's really interesting because he's speaking to a church here. He's speaking to people who are quote unquote believers. And he says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and eat with him and he with me. The one who conquers, the overcomer, the one who's conquering, I will grant him to sit with me on my throne as I also conquered and sat down with my Father on his throne. See, the reality, Matthew 7, he tells us to enter by the narrow gate. So it's a narrowing life, it's a narrowing quote, and it's not a narrowing concept. It's God as a verb. He's real, he's alive, he's living, he's active, he's moving, and he's always at work. And as God's always at work, then we can always be at work. Anyway, let's pray as we go into complacency today, because that is the one thing that can really trap us. we've accepted it. God's not a concept. We believe in him. We believe him. We have our faith in him to thrust us forward. And now let's go as we go into the day. Lord, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for the opportunity to be here. We thank you for the opportunity to learn and grow as CEOs, as Pat said, he's not, this is not a church. This is what he learned, and this is what he's teaching us to see our businesses grow and be honoring to you. And as he teaches us, the principle, family first, business first. So it makes a difference, Lord, in everything that we do, our whole lives. It's all 100% for you and Christ at the core and the center of all we do. We thank you for this morning. We commit this time to you, and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Right there at the end, Pat said, it's easy to spot it, and it's easy to give it permission to exist. I think my mute is on. Yep. Yeah, it's easy to spot it, you said at the end, and it's easy to give it permission to exist. I think every one of us, if we take an honest look, we can find that we know. In fact, we probably don't even have to look very hard. We know where we're complacent. And it is. It's insidious. It creeps in, and you just got to deal with it. It's just the simple solution is, as Pat said, is deal with it. You know, and you just got to, you know, you can get before the Lord, pray about it. You can give it to him, but you got to do it. You know, you got to get up and do it. And, you know, he doesn't do our sales for us. He may lead us and guide us in sales, but, you know, we got to write the proposals. We got to get out. We got to make the sales. It's not like we just sit by the phone waiting for somebody to say, hey, I got a job for you. Come on over, and I'm going to pay you a lot of money, even though I don't know you. And so, you know, complacency is something that we can deal with, and we need to. Anyway, as we get into, as we move forward every day. So let's pray as we go into our day today. Lord, we thank you for this morning. And complacency, Lord, I know I can see it bright and shining in front of my face today. Those little areas, we kind of just shove things aside. We put them in a back corner. You know, it's kind of like, you know, the dirt behind the refrigerator. We don't see it, so we just ignore it. But at some point you move it, and there's a couple dead cockroaches behind the refrigerator. And that's what complacency does. The little areas of our lives that just need to be dealt with. And we thank you that you are the God of light. You shed light in our lives, and you show us, whether it's through others or just clearly seeing it ourselves. We pray as we go into this day that we would be faithful. Lord, we'd be faithful to take care of those little line items and issues that are on our list that we've maybe put into some little recess and take them out and deal with them today. We have great opportunity, Lord, for success before us as we go into this day. No bombs went off in our front yards today. No earthquakes rattled us today. So we can thank you for that as we get out and go to work. We pray these things and give you this day in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.